Blog Talk Radio.
Brother, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
Pretty good.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just want to let you know I was on the line.
Yeah, I saw you on the switchboard. Well,
okay.
You know, it's been a while since we've been on these airways, and a lot has transpired, and we can get you caught up here in a few minutes, but as we always like to do, start off with our theme song, and then reading from Daily Motivations for African American Success. Written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who's also the author of Think and Grow Rich, Black Choice. The reading for the day goes like this. Don't believe the hype. Being successful is not black power. Success means having a place in the sun. Herman J. Russell, entrepreneur. Television and other seductive media programs, us to believe that success includes following wealth, vast material possessions, instant name recognition, and a carefree life. Unfortunately, this is a mythical standard of success. We need only look at the preoccupation with material wealth to realize that we are in real danger. We cannot buy success, wear it, drive it, live it, or travel to it. Success is rooted in the inner life, the being and living of life, not the outer trappings. Three executives were sitting around trying to nail down definition of the word success. One of them said, success is being invited to the White House for a talk with the president. Another executive said, success is being invited to the White House for a meeting with the president. And when the phone interrupts the conversation, the president doesn't answer. The third executive chimed in, you guys are way off base. Success is being invited to the White House for a meeting with the president. And when the phone rings, he answers, this is for a moment, and then says, here is for you. What good or fame if we miss the really valuable things in life as love, family, friends, and health, to name only a few. As one will do, Invalid was here to say there is nothing special by being a gold bedpan. I trade all my wealth for two more healthy years of life. Success is worthy goal to pursue, but let us be concerned first and foremost with peace of mind. Success is knowing that one other human being has breathed easier because you live. And it's so important that we stay healthy and do what we got to do, especially stay ahead of this virus. The virus is back and spiking, and it's taking people out each and every day. And that's why we have a program, a safe reentry program, designed to help you be able to enter society safe and able to maintain your health and your strength. So, enough for the introductions. Go to the man of the hour, Dr. Mel Butler. How you doing, Dr. Butler?
I'm doing fine. And to all those people, happy Valentine's Day. And I don't think I've talked to you guys since that period of time. I was going through a little medical temporary condition that I tell people all the time when you talk about positive things, I have to live by my own words, and that is that nobody can steal your joy without your permission. I'll say that again. Nobody can steal your joy without your permission. So you always get, when you're a new business or an older business, you'll find that there are people out there that don't want you to keep climbing the ladder of success. And the way you get to success, of course, is that you go one step at a time. Now, remember when I first started in business, I had thought I was doing everything that I could the right way. But one of the problems is when you have something that might be good, is that there are people that will help you, not a lot, but there are also a lot of people that will attempt to stop you or stop your progress or stop what you're doing. It was interesting. I had a call from somebody from CDC, and they wanted my opinion and wanted to know why more people were not involved in the safe reentry program. And they went on to say that people still think that there is no danger with regard to the virus. Not only is there a danger, they reported, but people now, there's a new strain out called RSV. And it's taking about, I think they said 2,000 people a day in the United States are still coming down with the virus, including coronavirus, but this new virus is extremely contagious, and it can knock you out. So to those entrepreneurs, that's when you have to really get strong, and that's when you have to try to ward off things like that that try to incapacitate you from doing your job. So to all those inventors out there, and there are a lot of you, the word is that the government has to do better in terms of grants and assistance that they're giving to minority business owners. And I'm not sure how many of you are aware that the big push, it started probably 2 years ago, but the big push for monies that you can get is for incubation development. And some of you have been in business a little while, but probably some of these grants you never applied for because, according to the statistics, they had less than 0.5% of minorities that were awarded contracts or grants the last year. And in fact, out of, I think it was $5 trillion that was out there, $1 trillion of those, that money was earmarked to go to minorities if they were MBE certified. And a lot of people obviously didn't know or didn't take advantage of it. So some states have a pool of money that they were supposed to give out, and they haven't given it out. And if they don't get that money out, it's going to be withdrawn. So if you're on and you are building your business, you have a business, you have any kind of track record, you need to get in touch with your local commerce department, your local SBA, and also some of the agencies that you could be looking for support from. There are resources out there. With regard to our Safe Reentry Program, we have a resource center that we actually do our consultations for anybody that comes in. Your initial consultation, by the way, it's free. And we are setting up an event that's going to come off, I think, around the middle of May, where anybody that's on this call, if you want to Jahi's clients or you're in, and it's going to be in a program. It's called Community Unity People's Awards. So we're looking for people to submit names of those people, no politicians, but names of business people who might be doing something, because everybody talks. And if you really want something to happen, then we have to get involved. You have to get involved, because all these things, the podcasts, the radio shows, the personal appearances, they're done for the benefit of the community and are only as good as the community's response to these projects. So we're looking for people that want to, one, be on the ground floor, number two, get into a lane that right now is controlled by the diverse people who really need the service. So, of course, you can't get it if you don't apply for it. So I encourage people to call Jahi or call me. I hate to give out my number, but I think it's already hacked, so I don't think it makes any difference. But you can reach me at 443-248-6148. And I just want to say to everybody, you know, you go through things. You're always going to have some kind of problem. So it's one thing that Les Brown used to say, and many of us are actually the speakers like Les, those motivational type speakers. A lot of them use the same things. They just say it in different ways. And one of the things that he was known for saying is that don't worry about trouble, because one way or the other, you're involved in it. Either you're going into some trouble, or you got some trouble, or you're looking for some trouble. So something is happening. When people say they're having a hard time, welcome to the club. We all have it, but a positive attitude will erase all the negative things that people can say or attempt to do to you. If you are a strong believer, and I can't tell people what to believe, all I can do is tell them I know I believe. But if you are a firm believer and believe that some things you can't do on your own, you sit down in a corner someplace where you by yourself, and you can talk to your creator. I always have to remind people, because everybody that has an idea, and many of them say it comes from God, and that they are not going to do anything without God's permission. Well, sometimes what makes people think that God is only talking to them? God can multitask. He can have somebody sitting in a corner with a problem and offering up advice or trying to get some advice, but he's doing 10 other people at the same time. I tell Christians, well, you have to always be careful of having your idea or your program the only one that God has given some assistance to, because it's not true. Not true. He can do Jai, he can do me, he can do several other people that I know, Mr. Murphy. I have a person up in Connecticut, and she's all by herself. And that lady has come through, some terrible things, because she got nobody to call, but she just kept praying and praying and praying and praying. And one day she called me and said she didn't know how it happened. And I said, well, you should know, because if you were praying for something and you got an answer, you don't have to get it cloaked in the way you want it to come. If you pray for a new car and the blessing is there, the window is open, and you get a car, but after 1 month you start complaining because you don't like the color of the car. You prayed for a car. You didn't say it had to be a certain color, a certain thing, but if your blessings are coming, we have to be extremely careful, because for every blessing that we have out there, there's a little terrible thing called Satan out there working against you, and you got a whole bunch of helpers. So my word to you is don't worry about other people. Don't worry about what people say. And as my dad used to say, if they're saying things about you, son, that means that you're doing something. People don't talk about people that's doing nothing. They talk about people that's doing something. And for you, it's tax season, and to keep your affairs in order, those of you who are clients of Save Jahi, and some people are working with the National Black Unity newspaper, and that's something that you should be getting copies of and giving to people that you know and giving to people that you want to be included in the family, because this is sort of like one big family. And the good thing about it is that you, as part of the family, can control your own destiny. I want to repeat that. You can control your own destiny. When you listen to the theme song for this program, and I've said it from the day one that I came on here, it's your turn. It's your turn. If you're a diverse person, I believe in my lifetime that this is one of the best opportunities now, because so many people are in confusion and so many people are looking for success. And if you cooperate, if you make yourself known to people and to whatever your project is, talking to one another, asking for advice, asking for help, asking for cooperation, then you would be on the right track. As the saying goes, no man stands alone, no man is an island. Well, now that goes for men and women and young people. Get in touch with us. We can help you. And if you're on the phone or you're listening for advice or listening for those little tidbits, sometimes it's the little things that make it possible. The reason we're doing this program in May is we think that people like those on this line should be recognized. We hear talk from politicians, and we hear them spending millions of dollars, but not to some of the people that they really could help before they go into their office. And I think that's what new entrepreneurs should be doing. There's a, if you're in the state of Maryland, there's a bill, it's called SB 675. That's SB 675. That means a Senate bill. And that bill is called like an incubation bill. And what they're trying to do is have a pot of money put aside, several million dollars, that would go to those people who are in an incubation situation. In other words, if your project or your item or even your business is new or is offering something, a service to the community in some way, then you could be eligible for a grant. And the difference in a grant and going just out for a bid is you don't have to pay the grant back. And there are a lot of people, most of you, no matter what your business is, if you wanted to, you could apply for a grant, because success comes in the duplication of you and your efforts. I say that again. Your success will come from people being able to duplicate you and the successful things that you do. And people can say, I'm just duplicating. Well, if you're not following somebody that's successful or using a roadmap, and that could be a verbal roadmap, and doing the things that the successful person does, then you are really wasting your time and you're on a road not to success, but possibly in the other direction. So the big takeaway from this morning for me, and I'd love to hear from some of you, if you have ideas, if you have a business and you're trying to go to the next level, then once a person knows where you are, then they can help you. But if you're on this call and you know you're trying to get something worked out, some people have been trying to get something worked out for years. But if you're not having the level of success, and by the way, it's just like a ladder. Once you hit one peak, then you got to go for the other one. Start like it was your first day. I used to always tell people, they say, well, why is it that you get so many successes and we're doing the same things? And I'm saying to myself, no, you're not. If you were doing the same things, then you would be as successful as I am or better. So what you got to do, you got to have the patience and you got to have the commitment to just hang in there, stay in there, make sure every little thing that you can find out. It's a learning situation, folks. We are always learning until the day we die, or we should be learning until the day we die. We should be flexible enough to look at our situation, see where we are as a business person, look in the mirror, and see if you have done the things that it takes to get you to that next level. Are you using the resources that are available? Are you being positive in the face of adversity? Are you reaching out to help someone in the community? If you're doing those type things, nobody can stop your success. You may run into some delays. That's natural. They run into delays when they send up a fake show. They put billions and billions of dollars, and sometimes it just sits on the pad because some little bitty thing was not right, so they put it on hold. But they don't stop. They wait. They try to adjust or work on whatever the situation is, and then they try again. And I've looked at some of the space programs, and I've seen them with billion-dollar things on the launch pad that they might take 2, 3, 4, 5, a week, 2 weeks before they can get it right. The weather has to be right. The clearance and the sky has to be right. The no rain, no snow, and all those things. So in your business, you got to look at it the same way. You have to be committed to doing the same things. And if the only time that you can talk to your partners or talk to your people that's involved with you is maybe only, say, once a week or twice a month, then that's not a good sign. Communication is the key. You got a paper. I don't know how many people have read the National Unity newspaper that has all kinds of people in there with suggestions on what they do and how they do it. 72 pages. I was under the weather for about 2 weeks, and I had a chance to look at the paper from cover to cover. That's a lot of information, a lot of people in there. And Jahid, congratulations. You were in there a couple of times. But those people who have the opportunity, you see, folks, we don't have all the tools that other people have to become a success. I hear TV stations all the time. And the TV stations like Fox News and MSNBC, CBS, all of those people are out there and they're grabbing onto things. But you notice they're communicating. Our main source of communication used to be our newspaper. Now, a lot of newspapers are shutting down because of the lack of readership and because people can go online and really get the same thing. But for us, communication is almost a new thing. We never had a lot of people or businesses that could communicate with us or would communicate with us, like the Jet Magazine, the Ebony Magazine, the one that Susan Taylor does. But a lot of us, we don't want to take time to read about what's happening in our world, how we can look at what somebody else is doing, and then we can repeat it. The reason people like McDonald's are so successful is McDonald's don't care what you say, but they have a plan. And if you follow that plan, for the most part, about 95% of the McDonald's stores that you see are successful. Why? Because they are looking at doing the same thing as a successful franchise. Do you know that most fast food companies use McDonald's as a motivator and as a factor in them going into business or putting their franchise. Look around, folks. Look at where, say, at McDonald's is. To them, location is the prime thing. So you find other companies like Wendy's and Burger King and places like that, where do they open up the stores? In the area of a McDonald's. Because McDonald's has been drilled into our brains in terms of success, that most business people look at that as one of the most successful franchise opportunities. And whether you're one person or 50 people, you can follow the same type of program. Do what they do. Make sure that you've got a prime location. Make sure that people understand what your goal, what your mission is. If you don't know how to do a business plan, make sure that you get with somebody. There are resource centers all over this country, and they're free to the public, where most of them have several people in there that will help you with your business. I think all the people on this line should have no excuse for not being able to get some good business knowledge at no cost and can join in on things that can help make you successful. The Safe Reentry Project is wide open because most people got so used to being at home that they don't think about going back to work because it was not a safe environment. Well, the Safe Reentry Program, and by the way, it's in the last edition of the Black Unity newspaper. The pilot program or the definition and how it works is pretty much in the paper. The last issue before this one, I know it was on page 61. And all you got to do is reach out, grab somebody. But doing a successful business is not an easy thing. But it is a constant thing. It's something that you have to practice over and over and over until you're like Einstein. He never said that he failed on all those attempts. What he did is proudly said, nope, those were all ways that he tried it and it didn't work. So he considered that as a blessing. That was a way that he knew that wouldn't work, so he went on to number two and number three and number four and number five, on and on and on until he got it right. Because, you know, you only have to be right one time. And everybody on this line, whether it's doing your taxes on time or knowing that you could get an extension to do your taxes, and not only having that, but having some legal people that make sure that your entity, whatever type of business you have, that is set up, there are attorneys and there are people out there that your first hour or your first visit is free. So you don't even have to pay for it. You have the public libraries, which is a great thing. I have an office, but I go to the library on a regular basis. It's like having a whole team of people right there. If something is wrong, if you need to look something up, if you need to know about something, most librarians can point you to something that will help you with your goals. Jahi, I'm just getting out from under the weather, and I know that we had a week or two that we weren't able to be on the air, but I hope that all of our listeners will come back and tell other people because we'll be sharing things with them. Remember, the Safe Reentry Program is more than just something for people to take a look at and say, I wish I was a part of. It's out there. It's been out there for you to say, be a part and call and find out, how do I make my company or how do I allow my company to benefit from what you're doing in the Safe Reentry Pilot Program? I know people like the National Black Unity newspaper. They have a large following. And, of course, they're out there. I run into Mr. Murphy at different locations, different events, because he's at a certain level, and he's always distributing his paper. But we can give these people that are successful or on the right track. You can help. Don't you know you can help? People think, well, I'm not in that position, or you're at a different level. Yeah, but I wasn't always at this level. I started off just like most of you that are on this call. But I realized very fast that I could not do it alone. So I would seek out help. Jahi has at the top of the show, he always reads a motivation factor. And there's a book out, it's called The Power of Motivation. And you can go to the library, any of these things, including a laptop. The library will help you get it, help you use it. show you what owls or where you can find information on it. And you will be surprised at your attitude lifting up or rising up above any situation that you could get into, as long as you stay positive. It may take a while. You may hit some speed bumps, but you just got to get back up and suck it up and say, I'm still going towards my goal. That means what? You have to first have a goal. That's one of the key things about anybody being in business, that if you have a goal and you put that, do what we call an affirmation, you write that goal down and stick it on your refrigerator. You stick it on the mirror that you go to look in when you get dressed every morning. You have to be consistent with the things that are keys to success. And I think that all the people that I've heard on the phone, all of those people that call me, and some of them don't understand. I used to be roly-poly. I'm not roly-poly anymore, which means that I'm not Santa Claus. And there are people that will take you for being a Santa Claus. I'm not one of them. I lost weight so that they wouldn't consider me to be that Santa Claus. I probably look like him, but, you know, the roly-poly part is disappearing. So I really realized that people out here like yourself, ones on this call, you are the ones that's going to make it easy for other people to come in and get some leverage, so that these people claiming they want to give you money, claiming they have trillions of dollars that's unspent, unallocated, but it's out there for people like yourself, the small business owner, the diverse business owner. Most states, particularly Maryland, you have a women's bureau, a program that's just set up for women, because a lot of times ladies that are new coming into the field of business, they're not aware that there are lots of opportunities that come through your local government and the federal government that can benefit you. So let's say, how do I apply? If you're a woman, you call the office of your mayor or whoever runs your town, and that person has a department, because every state was given this money. And the money was to help an incubation situation or a new startup type business to be able to get the resources that they need and some of the things that the government puts out, like a RFP. If they put out an RFP, a request for a proposal, then you are eligible. Everybody's eligible when they put it out. But don't you know you can call SBA and find out how you can get one of the persons to come out and explain to you or to your group or to your business what monies are going to be spent this year that has already been allocated and in what categories. And generally, a person will come out and they will tell you, like the criminal justice department, a lot of money is there for juvenile services that have not been spent yet. The cleaning business, a lot of people that are doing projects, they do it, but they don't have all the things they need to do the job. We are an example of that. Our reentry program calls for people to come in if they have a cleaning business, if they have an advertising business, if they have a construction company. All of these people can get money and can get assistance. You just got to apply for it. If you don't know how to apply, you got to ask somebody. Ask your Internal Revenue Service has generally a list of different types of businesses that are out there. SBA has a whole slew of people, the SCORE people, the regular people, where they have programs every quarter in every state. There's some kind of program put on by the Commerce Department, SBA, MBDA, and that's the Minority Business Development Agency, for the consumer. But if you don't ask, then you won't know, because they don't come looking for you. They want you to come to the table. You bring something to the table, and it does not always have to be monetary. You can bring talent. You can bring skills. A friend of mine is opening up a transition business. They bought a house, and they went to the justice system and asked for 8 people to come and live in this house, the transition house. Those 8 people that were incarcerated, that are being released, that have been incarcerated so long that things outside have changed, and they will be able to live in this house. I think they're having a grand opening within the next 2 weeks. They live in the house, a very nice house. the kind of house that anybody on this line, if you were moving, would probably go into that house. So that's the first thing, is the psychological effect it's going to have on these eight people that are going to be housed in this transition house for 6 months. During that 6 months, all they would be doing is learning how to transition back into society. So instead of being a repeat offender, they would be a community-type worker, because they would be exposed to, one, a very nice place to live, so they don't have to worry about that. Number two, they will have a speaker coming into their facility once a week, different successful motivation-type speakers. And number three, when after the 6 months is over, they would have been exposed to several different work opportunities. But it will be no excuse for a person to come into that transition house, which they're looking to make those all over the country, and say that they didn't have an opportunity to fit back into society. Because repeat offenders, sometimes only home they know is being incarcerated. So that's why many of them commit the crime. When we go to the prison system and we talk to the prisoners, we go and we have a seminar with them. And every week, every time we go, there's someone that's been incarcerated for 10, 15, or 20 years. And I say, why do you keep coming back? They said, because I couldn't adjust to what's out there. One man said he'd been in there longer than the cell phones have been out, 32 years. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jahi.
I was just saying, wow.
But that's a fact. And when we try to understand why people do some of the things that they do, I mean, one of the worst examples is the former guy, I don't even like to call his name, that was the president of the United States. That's what happened to him. Think about this, folks. Think about this. Donald Trump was a crook before he became the president. The presidency just offered him protection of being a crook. The reason he wants to run for a second time is he knew that he had a opportunity to use his corrupt business skills, which he learned, by the way, he learned when they were out there. And I can truly say, not with any pride, that I know what I'm talking about when it comes to Trump, because when I had clients, some of my clients, we went to his establishments and I learned different things from his employees, that he's always been a crook. There's a tape out, I'm sorry, a website out on this guy named Tony Schwartz. I passed it on to Jahi. I'm going to pass it on to you. This man, in about 2 minutes, I'll see if I can summarize why you need to just become more active, find out what's going on so you can deal. This gentleman, Mr. Schwartz, he was a speaker and a writer, and he was doing a speech, this was at Oxford, to the School of Journalism. And he wrote this book, The Truth You Should Know About Donald Trump. He made this talk 7 years ago. You can look it up. 7 years ago, when Trump came down the elevator to announce his presidency, he had a book in his hand. Go back and you can look it up. The title of that book was called The Art of the Deal. Now, Donald Trump didn't write the book. In fact, the idea for the book came from Mr. Schwartz when he was visiting Donald Trump on another event. And Donald Trump told him that he was getting bored because the things that he was telling him, he didn't see how he could really benefit from those things. So Donald Trump hired that man, hired Mr. Schwartz. Mr. Schwartz was the writer, the inspiration, and many of the successes that are in that book were from Mr. Schwartz. But because of the book that Donald Trump was, he saw that, wow, somebody wrote this book and people think it's me, so I will just claim it. And of course, Mr. Schwartz was there because Mr. Trump never paid him what he was supposed to pay him, like all the other things. But if you will go and listen to that piece, it tells you that Donald Trump planned every single thing that he's doing today. This was 7 years ago. If you look at that piece, it's only about a half an hour, I think. Look at that. And that man was blowing the whistle when he made the speech. It was just 2 weeks before Donald Trump was going to take office or his first term, the year 2016. Everything And I look at some of the podcasts and people ask the question, why aren't so many people following Trump? Because it's not new. And putting Trump in the White House was like him going into a candy store. Everything he found out, and of course secrets, he had to know because they had to brief him. The CIA, the FBI, the Commerce Department, the Military Department, all of those people gave Donald Trump information that he became like a mafia boss. He knew that that was information that had value. When he went to talk to Putin and he went to talk in China, why didn't he take somebody in there who could hear what he was saying, an interpreter, an American interpreter? Because the papers that they are missing, I guarantee you, those secrets have been given to the Russians and given to the Chinese by Donald Trump. And the people, just like Hitler's follower, Donald Trump uses mass hypnosis. In other words, he knows in a group of people, there are always some people that feel so bad about their situation, they feel cheated, and the easiest thing to do is to blame it on the government. And to those kind of people, you should say like I say, if you're so down on the government, why are you trying to be in and control it? If the government is that bad, why don't the people that's complaining or want to, say, turn it around, why don't they do some of those things? When they get in trouble, like the person in Texas, the governor of Texas and of Tennessee, they find excuses until they are faced with the tragedy just like we are. When they're faced with the tragedy, the border case and all those things, what do they do? If they have a hurricane or something hits, they call on the federal government. They want the president to declare an emergency so they will be eligible for funds. So in my opinion, we have a job to do in terms of ensuring that we vote and that somebody else votes, because the opposition, the other people, they go and lock down all the things that can make us become a slave to their desires and their wishes. They can change our voting places. They can change our voting time. They can change what grants we get. They can change everything. But the government that they're criticizing is the same one they call on when they're in trouble. But, folks, hoping we can get some callers in, because it is really, really dangerous out there, and we are going to bear the brunt of all the opposition and all the things if we let these people keep doing what they're doing. The crooked politicians that you don't see them or you don't know about them until voting day. Prior to that, you probably can't even remember who your representative is, because they all promise, and I'm not sure that folks are aware that, don't you know, that is a law. It is acceptable for a candidate to talk to people and lie. Think about that. The reason they don't get politicians, and the reason politicians run over and over again, because they tell the same lie over and over again, and they get people to believe it. But you cannot stop, it's under the First Amendment, but you cannot stop a politician. I have not seen one that in some way they tell a lie, and then they get in office and they try to make it come true if they can. But while they're running, politicians can lie, will lie, and do lie. And we on the other end of the spectrum, we believe it many times. If they saw it on TV or it came from somebody like that, instead of fact-checking, we take it, and therefore we cut off our own opportunity to be more successful. All right, Jahi, I'm going to turn it over to you guys. It's been so long. I had so much juice in me, I had to get some of it out. But go ahead. I don't know if there are callers on the line or if you want to say something. And I hope that our friend Mr. Murphy is on the line so we can tell people how they can. When you get that newspaper from the National Black Unity, folks, take time and read it. That last issue before the one that just came out was 72 pages. And that should be a classic that you should hold, because I saw so many variations of people in business, and a lot of them pretty much doing the same thing, but all of those people have businesses. And so you could learn from those people, but you could also learn about communication and using the best source that we have at this point, which is the National Black Unity News. There are other black publications out there. But, folks, this journey is going to be very, very hard if you don't read about some of the things and try to stay current on some of the things that are out there that you can take advantage of. Again, we're looking for people that want to be a part of our Safe Reentry Pilot Program. We are going to have some training sessions, and we are definitely going to put some people in place, just like McDonald's, that can benefit from and yet help the community by creating jobs and saying, hey, you know, I stepped out of the box. All right, Jahi, I'm ready to listen.
All right, we got Mr. Murphy on the line. Mr. Murphy, you got some questions or comments?
Well, you know me, questions and comments. Yes, greeting, Mr. Jahi and Dr. Butler. You
good
know,
morning.
I listen to the whole show, but you know, I'm multitasking. And Dr. Butler, let me just say this to you, sir. You know, you're a man of many words, but you back up your words.
Thank
you, you just don't talk the talk, you walk it. And you have such a rich history. And see, that's why, you know, sometimes we have diamonds and all around us sometimes, and people don't even recognize it sometimes. And you are one of those gems, sir. I'm just saying this straight from the heart, because I learned a great deal from you. And I do know, you know, you've been around, some will say you've been around the block once or twice. But, but you're still out there on the front line serving, uplifting, caring. And I just want to thank you, sir, for uplifting the National Black Unity News, because I heard your comments. And what you say, see, this is, you know, to me personally, you know, it was a great endorsement coming from a gentleman like yourself. And yes, we do try, and we're going to continue to do what we need to do until our people will be able to stand for themselves. And I was in a meeting this morning with our former district attorney, Marilyn Mosby. She spoke at the Black Men Unified Black Men Breakfast. And I know how media works, because I'm in media. I'm not too heavy into the politics field, but I do know when I see a public lynching.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where I say a public lynching, because they trying this woman on something that other people get a slap on the wrist and pay a little $50 fine or something.
All right, now, that's the truth.
And to drag her through the court. But see, not only, this came from out of her mouth. Not only did she spend almost every money she had on legal fees, this young lady now don't even have a car. She had to move out the house that she was living in. And not even on top of all of that, they, you know, reduced her down to that. But, you know, and to make matters worse, now they won't even take away her law license and everything else. They want to strip her so bad on such a trumped-up charge. And see, this is and she mentioned herself, saying she understands why they doing this. And you know, because, you know, a lot of us know, because she stood up against the system.
Right.
She
right.
stand up against the system, and they've been on her ever since. And these little trumped up charges, and now they, you know, through mass media, see, they say things like that, oh, she could get up to 30, 40 years. And if she ends up getting 10 years, and I hate to say this about my own people, some of us are going to be saying things like this, well, at least they was lenient on her. I know, excuse my expression.
Yeah.
About they, when she shouldn't even been tried in the first place. They took her job from her because of mass media, and we so quick to believe what other people say about us. And so, you know, ladies and gentlemen, and Dr. Butler was saying about communication. Please, for your own sake and your children's sake and your children's sake, please open your eyes up. Smell the coffee, as we say in the hood. Look, learn. When you see people like Dr. Butler speak to you, you better take heed, because this man ain't talking about, he's talking about his first and what he knows. And when David Murphy speaks, this is not about what I hear. These are things I know and I experience myself. That's why I do the things that I do. That's why Dr. Butler continued to do with the things he's doing, Brother Jahi as well. We're not out here just running our mouth to be running our mouth. We have been there, young folks, and done that. But you know what else, though? And we're not here to hurt or harm our people. We're here to uplift. So if you hear our voices, you hear our cries, we're crying out to you. We don't have to do these things. We don't have to do that. We do it because we love you. We care about you. We care about your future. We care about your children's future. We have concrete plans that can help liberate us. They can give you a better future. But you have to open your eyes up, open your heart up, and open your spirit up, whatever you have to open up, open something up, because we cannot continue to go the way we have been going. We cannot continue listening to all these lies that have been told about us and on us.
Mm-hmm.
They're killing our people in the street. They're killing our babies in the streets. You don't know when they say this, they call this black-on-black crime. You don't know. See, I have knowledge of. It's not black people coming in the neighborhood shooting black people. There's other people put hoodies on their heads and coming in and killing our people because that's what they designed to do. You know, there's all types of hate groups out here. But yet the media, their media gets it and turn it on black and black crime, black on black crime. They show our babies are hijacking cars, locking them up. Now it's a major story all over the country. But do they tell you about where they're taking the cars to? Why are they stealing cars? Who's paying them to do so? How come these investigative reporters not jumping on that?
Right, right.
And so, you know, so that's why I say you have to read between the lines. Marilyn said this morning that she was 1% black prosecutors in the entire nation. She said 90% of prosecutors are white men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she also mentioned that just about every black woman prosecutor in this country is under the gun now. And you know, and we already know that everything that we stood for, we fought for, now they're taking it back.
Yes.
It's a certain time. And Donald Trump and everything, what they've done and what they will continue to do. You think he brought his wrath down you the first time around. You let him get in there again. He's going to show you something.
Absolutely, because now he knows all the secrets. And it was a learning experience for him. And the whole 4 years that he was in, he just picked up certain things that he didn't realize how powerful the White House was. So accidentally, he found out, and once he found out, being a ready-made crook when he went into the White House, he said, wow, I can do this stuff, and I won't even get detected, and I can do this stuff and make a whole lot more money than I was making out there on my own. So he knows that the White House serves as a shield for him, and the only reason he's doing all these objections is to stall his going to jail. 91 counts, and 4 of them being felonies. He is desperate like a rat in a corner. But I think that the sisters and those of us who can, we need to make sure that we vote and get him out of there. I'm like you, Mr. Murphy. I don't like politics, don't want to be a part of politics, but I do know this. If we don't take control and help people like Marilyn Mosley, who was one of the best things that we have in this city, we should have acted like Washington, D.C. when they brought back Man Berry. Those of you who are old enough to remember, let's remember and how it's done. Mayor Berry had helped so many black people become successful over there in D.C. that when they set him up and he came back out, what happened? He got more support than he had before because the people stood behind him and reelected him and put him back. And I think now is the time, just as you said, for us to support Ms. Moses.
I'm glad you brought that point up because this is what she said to her. If you ever watched the news when she had their first trial, did you know that she pretty much was walking by herself?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know throughout that whole trial, did you know she said until this last thing, she said when she was in the courtroom and looked around and didn't see no supporters, nobody standing with her. She said that broke her down so bad. But she said when the black man started coming there and we started getting buses and started going, she said when she turned around and seen some brothers back there who stood with her and stood for her, that it made a world of difference in her life. I mean, she says, you know, it just made that somebody cared. And she understands that she knows that she's a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
But she already knows now, because she got some brothers now, because she knows she's not walking alone. See, this is the power of us. When you know you're not walking by yourself, no matter what they do to you or how they do it, if they don't kill you, you can always come back stronger.
Yes.
Just like Miriam Barry did. And not only that, when you know that you got people in your corner that will back you, who will stand with you. Brothers, let me say this to you, those who listen to my voice right now. You know, it broke my heart when she told that story there. When she looked around, she didn't see anybody.
Yes.
Then she thought, saying, like, brothers start coming up there. Next thing you know, busloads start coming up there. It turned the whole world that she told about everything. She done lost it all.
Yes.
But let me tell you what she didn't lose. She didn't lose hope. And she knows that, you know, she knows the position that she's in. But one thing that made a difference, because some black men, and I was in the meetings when they planned these buses, planned to go support her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you one thing. See, this is the same thing that happened to Marilyn Monroe, can happen to all of our people when we stand up, especially us black men.
Absolutely.
Do you know that we are the only people that I know of in the entire world that have allowed outside forces come to our community, kill our babies, rape our women, do anything they want to, and no repercussions?
That's right. That's true.
What men who call themselves men would allow that to happen? Mm-hmm. So, brothers, it's time to stand up. We just can't be shaking our head, listen to their side of the media. And she also said she was 1% of the prosecutors in the whole country. And guess what?
Right.
The National Black Unity News in all of our media is less than 1% too. And so,
well,
let me tell you, all the stuff we're hearing and getting from is coming from outside sources. Back to you, Dr. Buck.
Yes, I appreciate that, because you're so right on point. And, you know, if we don't read, and they always say, if you want to keep something from us, put it in a book. That's what they say. Put it in a book. And for the most part, it's true, because so many people out there, rather than get behind you, number one, the National Black Unity newspaper should be the top black paper in the United States of America, not just Baltimore. With our program, we're going into 10 different regions. And one of the things that Mr. Murphy knows, I will put that paper. I run out every time, and I got to start doing better because I didn't keep a copy for me. But every meeting that I go to, I want to spread that kind of news, because in the day, when we did support one another, the Afro-American newspaper and the New York Amsterdam and all those papers around the country, I had the pleasure of working with Dr. DeVore, who had the Columbus Times down in Columbia, South Carolina. And I had a chance to talk with a lot of the people as working with the Afro newspaper, which was my first marketing job, by the way. And I was sent around the country by the owners just to talk, and this was over 30 years ago, sent around to talk to all the black HBU college presidents about how to get the kids to come back into the HBCUs, because it was a educational drain on our community, where once they had the integration laws, where those of us who wanted to go to a doctoral school, we really couldn't get accepted because the quotas were so low. And that led life to the university without walls. I have people sometimes say, well, you know, where did you get your education? I really want to tell most of them, from the streets, which you could never be a part of. They use Roland Martin. Poor Roland. He is so animated when his show comes on. He just gets a lot of joy of spreading the truth and calling people out that around, because they've paid some black people now to go around and say that Trump was the best thing since baked bread, which, of course, is a lie. In Harlem, he got people to go against him, but they just pay those people to do that. So, family, we don't want to listen to that, and I definitely am going to be a part of any movement that the Black Unity newspaper has for bringing Miss Mosby. She won't need anything. If we can do it for Wounded Warriors, if we can do it for everybody else, if the Kiwanis do it, and if the Bume, not mafia people, but the people in the unions, we have to let Miss Mosley know that, one, the best thing that could have happened to her is for her to get away from the rats and the people that are trying to pull her down. And if we pull together, and I will make this clear right now on this thing, because she supported my games with the kids. When we had the Harlem Wizards and the little people out there, Marilyn Mosley was right there. She was right there in Dunbar when they were having things to get her little daughters to get them involved in some things that are positive. So what we can do, what one of the solutions that we can get behind her, every fundraiser, everything that we do, and I pledge this, everything that we do from this point on, we've always talked for. But I think we need to go and do some things that every fundraiser, any of us do, a portion of that money should go to helping her be established. But we've got some things that I think will help her.
They stripped her of her finances and everything else.
No.
And she desperately needed that support, and I know she would appreciate it. And she explained to us how much she appreciated us having her there to share her story. And she got ready to fight back after the thing is over with. She got some stuff to fight back with, you know, some videos and stuff like this, so the world can tell the truth, you know, because they only get it from one side.
Well, we need to do for her what we should have been doing a long, long time ago. We need to be doing, we have AFRAM and the media people, they can step in if they want. But the truth be known, they have shown their colors. When you had the biggest festival in the States, AFRAM had 200,000 people a day and not one complaint. Most people don't even know that Fox never put the numbers out on the attendance for AFRAM for the last 2 years. And only when they put it out there did the advertisers jump, because they had, and the one they just had in the park, by the way, they put it in the park, not for our benefit. They put it in the park so if there was any trouble, they would have containment. They had the helicopters overhead. They had the drones over there. And they had the police hiding in the bushes. Nobody heard about those numbers. And I ask people, why are we as citizens sitting around being silent? We should want to know that there was no incident. In fact, that day, if you pull the newspapers, the only violence that they reported on was that happened in Chicago. And that day, those 2 days in Baltimore, you did not have the so-called crime that they're saying how bad our city is. Now, why didn't they show? Because it was a positive thing. Why didn't you know? Because nobody had the communication like we have with the Black Unity newspaper. Who was going to put it out there? We didn't own any of the media. And so they get away with it. They said no reporters. They made no mention of it. But when different things happen that they like that don't really include us, they have it on almost every other hour.
And let me say this to you, Dr. Butler. You know, sometimes we have to preach to our own choirs, too.
Yeah.
I love these brothers. You know, I've been in cahoots with them for years. But I had to let them know. Here they complaining about Fox News and this, that. I think y'all got an elephant right in the room. And half y'all in this room don't even support this public. And yet y'all fussing about what some other media is doing.
Exactly. You know, and they definitely don't know the power of communication. They don't know.
Yeah, and so that's why I say, you know, sometimes we got to start looking all on the outside. And you can't keep running back to the people causing the issues. And run back to think they're going to solve it for you. And so we have to make a – so, you know, David Murphy been quiet for a long time, but, you know, I'm going to have to shout out because it's life and death is what we are doing.
It really is. You know, it'll set us back about 30 – if we don't do something and support one another – because we still have time. Most of the people, you take a bank like Chase Bank. In our community, we have always held on to some of our, not necessarily wealth, but our money, just like that lady in the trial, Willis. But we have the power. Why are they building banks in our community? Why are they building different shops and different national chains? Because their well is running dry. And they know that we have always, our parents and people, have always kept some money. So they're finding out that why is a place like Mondawmin, which was the first outside mall in the United States, why is it still going? When you walk through there, they're very, very tight. But the point is that it should be a national treasure to us, because in all this time, there's still enough loyal people that go and shop at Mondawmin. My problem with it is that we need to own some of the stores, some of the businesses. When you go in there, we are still spending money, but we don't have enough of our places in there, our small businesses in there, to have an impact in the community.
Yeah, because what you just said, because people come from all over the world, set up shops in our hood, in our neighborhood, as they call it, and make a fortune off of us.
Yes, they do.
Take the money
they
back
send
and
their kids to school.
They see it. Everybody know that who we are. It's about high time we need to learn of our own strength and our own power. So if we hone in on our own strength and our own power, we'll break down this whole economical system because they all depending on us.
Absolutely. And one thing people will do, they will follow a positive role model. So every time they try to hold us down, we just need to keep popping right back up. And
that's
I'm
right.
very, very thankful that we're going to do that. In our special Community Unity People's Award, it will be the first time it's ever been done in this country. And we want to build on that, and we want the small businesses to grow from that. Because now, if we have a lane that we can get in, that means that we have open road for the success of a lot of the people that are on this call or people that should be not only reading the paper, supporting the paper, and being a force to be reckoned with. Because the TV stations, they yield to us. I look at what they do. They're putting on programs that we support because we have become the lifeline to a lot of their successes. And you'll look on programs like the Bounce Circle. I had to go out and find out who owns Bounce because it's one of the few stations that's showing almost all black content on there, the shows. So I wanted to know who was really owning it. And, of course, I found out that Scripps, I didn't know what Scripps was. Scripps is a news media that's building themselves off of the shows that they show on Bounce TV. And Scripps basically controls several medical things like Cigna, insurance. They own all that stuff. If you watch it again, watch the ads. You don't have a lot of ads, but when they pop up, you have the Scripps news, 5-minute news brief, all of those kind of things. See, they're building on us. And yet we don't reap the benefits from it. And that's the kind of thing that we've got to do. This kind of show, our podcast, our communications, it should be so many people getting the National Black Unity News because I'll say it over and over again, just like Fox, they do it over and over again. Every time we have a conversation with somebody, we should be able to say, have you read the Black Unity newspaper? You don't have a copy? Okay, here's one. And if we do that, one thing about our people, once we have it in the atmosphere, once we have it out there beyond Baltimore where people are talking about it, it's just like a dance. Other people don't make the dances. We do. Sometimes they start in New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore. They got something now. What is it, the Park Heights Bounce or something? So it catches on. And the more people that we get, So we've got all the things in place. We just need to have a solidarity type of pact that we have with one another, that we agree if somebody has something out there, don't worry about you being the first. If somebody has something good out there, we need to jump on it and support it.
Okay, well, I tell you what, sir.
I
got your message, sir. And Brother Satawi, and it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate you both for this opportunity, and you brothers, just keep doing what you're doing, and just so you know, I am here.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you, because the one thing that you have shown me and our relationship, and you know that we are pretty close when it comes to talking about things. We don't have to get any consensus. We don't have to get anybody to vote on it, and that's what everybody on this line should be aware of. Right now, we control our lane. People afraid of the death of the Black Unity newspaper. If they weren't, they would have it on. They would be out front talking about it. Well, being in marketing, the little bit of time I have, I know how we can break that, and I'm proud to be working with Jahi and you, Mr. Murphy, your brother. You guys have been there and know almost as much about it as I do because you've been following it, and you've been supporting it, and you put it in the paper. I don't have to ask you guys. You put it in there. But I think that this is a new day. I got a birthday coming up this month, and I never even celebrated birthdays. But one of my goals was by my birthday, which is only a couple of weeks from now, that we will be able to announce some people that are working and have Mr. Murphy have to do maybe two printings of that paper. But we got to start, folks. We cannot be afraid, because when we do things, we excel. Every category, they are very, very afraid, because we're starting to spill over. We're in tennis. We're in football. We're in baseball. We're in basketball. We're in the literary thing. You got several people now that are making movies, our people that are making movies, and with the kind of content that we go to see. You know, before anything that we made, they called it black exploitation. So what is it when they make something? They exploited us more than anybody else. But let me go. Our time is up, but I tell you, folks, I'm glad to be back. I got a lot of energy. In fact, this call and listening to you, Mr. Murphy, it got me almost hopping up out the chair. So I'm telling you, we need to do something. All right, Jahi, I think our time is over.
Yeah, our time is good up. I give out my newspaper everywhere I go. This morning when I was out, I go to the Office Depot to pick up copies of the tax papers I do for clients. And gave one to the Uber driver that took me over there, and also gave to the black employees of the Office Depot. Matter of fact, one of them actually has me for the paper. So you got Clay's edition of the paper yet? I had the old one. The new one haven't come out yet. And, you know.
One person at a time, one thing at a time. We moving, and, you know, as long as there's breath in the body, we will continue to move. And everybody do their part, you know, we all going to win.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And that first event that I told you we're having, Mr. Murphy, that will be the first thing. Of course, you guys, our listeners should listen out, because they can nominate somebody for the award. Of course, the newspaper, you guys already, some people are locked in already because of what they do. And if we don't take care of the people in our immediate surroundings, now, we could go out and get a whole bunch of people over the state of Maryland and say that they should get the awards. But no, the first people that have been working together, trying to do whatever they're doing in their lane, I'm hopeful that they will be the first persons that we will have a successful event. It's going to come up in May. And I don't know about anybody on this phone, but there's money that they give for people that work with the Preakness. Since I left Baltimore and came back, we used to get a portion of that money. But that money is there for you to create some type of event built around the thing out at the Derby, because we come right after Kentucky Derby, I think. But Pimlico Racetrack, they're talking about putting millions and millions of dollars and upgrading it. We have programs. You can have your own programs. You can have talent shows. You can have anything. And the city has money. And watch all that stuff you see at the Preakness. The money goes out generally to those same people every year. And I have not seen, since we were in town, any of it going to black organizations. So we're going to be on top of it. But thank you again, Mr. Murphy, for your time. Thank you, Jahi. And thank the listeners out there. And they're going to be hearing more about this, because it's time for us to fight back.
Yes, sir. All right, we're going to shut the thing down for the day. And we'll be back on here next Saturday at 3 o'clock. And we'll be on here Monday night with the National Black Unity News Podcast. Listen to those shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And, just thank everybody for listening. And we'll close out with our theme song.
Thank you. Have a blessed weekend, everybody.
To what I want to be. It's my time to claim my destiny.
Okay, goodbye, goodbye. And we thank you for listening. Catch you here on the Back of the Airways again Monday night. Excuse me, at 7:30 for the National Black Union News Podcast. All right, this is Tommy Jotty signing off.